We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the first wide line. We are continuing the sugya if Yi'ush or Ye'ush is Koine by itself. Rav says that Ye'ush is Koine, and therefore, if the Ganav steals it and there was Yi'ush, so then if he's Tavach HaMacha, his Shechzer sells it, he's not Chayiv. He's only Chayiv for Tavach HaMacha before Yi'ush. But after Yi'ush, so then, he's not chayiv. His other nafkimina is that if someone steals it from him, they pay kefil. Someone steals it from the ganav. Ain't a ganav pays when he steals from a ganav only lufnei yish. But after yish, if a ganav steals from the ganav, since the ganav was koinit, so the second ganav is chayiv kefil to the first ganav. That's a few nafkiminas. If you hold yish koinit. Meisve Gemara's kasha on Rav who says yish koinit. Like we spoke up from Tais yesterday, could ask kasha on Rabba who also holds that yish koinit. Meisvei Gonav, someone stole something. And the second person stole it from the first Ganav. Harishim Sham Sumakevil, the first Ganav pays Kevil, Vashenim Sham Karim Avad, the second one only pays Karen. Gonav Umach. There'll be three cases in the Mishnah. So the first case is that if someone stole from the Ganav, only pays Karen, like our Mishnah says. Gonav Umachar, if someone stole and sold it, the Vachav Gonvoy, and someone stole it from the person, from the Lekeach, from the buyer. That you bought it from the buyer, you stole it from the buyer, you chayev kefil, because the buyer owns it. So here, a ganav steals it from him, you pay kefil. Third case, ganav v'tavach, if someone stole and shechted it, now it's a piece of meat, someone stole that meat, the second guy does not pay kefil, elikaram bilvad. Even though you would say for sure, ganav v'tavach, there's a shinui. There's a shina maisa here. So if sure is kainit, if someone steals it, should be chayiv kefil, the Gemara will ask that kasha. But here we have three cases in our Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah is someone steals from the ganav, you only pay karen. If someone steals from the loikeach, from the buyer, then he pays kefil. If someone steals after it was shechted, he pays karen. Okay. Ketani mia mitziyasa. It says in the middle case, ganav amacha, if someone stole it and sold it, the vacha of a gonvoy, and someone stole it from the buyer, Harishim Misham Shum Dalvahei, Vashenim Misham Shum Kefil. The first one pays Dalvahei, and the second guy pays Kefil. So you see that the buyer really owns it. So Amos, what was the case? Even if it's a 4 years, Shenim Misham Shum Kefil. Why does the second guy pay Kefil? He's the guy who bought it doesn't own it. It's a 4 years. Shinu Rishos Blo Yish, Miika, Madel Vakani. Who holds that Shinu Rishos, which is, if you sell it, at Yish, who holds Kanye? Elapshit, the lach yish, must have went after yish. So if it's after yish, so that's why the buyer owns it, and now if you steal from the buyer, you chayav kefil. Vistakad al yish koina, if it went after yish, it means yish koina, so my misham shum dal vahe. Why does the first guy pay dal vahe? Because he sold it, did they who deserve it? He sold his own thing, we hold yish koina. If it's after yish, so the ganav owns it. When he sells it, it's his. So if Rav is right, we're proving it has to be done after Yish. Because if it's Yish, then why you chayiv kefil from taking from the buyer? Teretz is after Yish. So then why chayiv dalvei? According to Rav, since you coin it, you shouldn't be chayiv dalvei. That's kash number one. Kash number two is v'su the ketani reisha. If it's after Yish, it says in the reisha, ganav. Someone stole the vachav ganvoi, and someone else stole from him. Rishim misham shum kefil. Vashenim misham karen. The second guy only pays karen. Mechti lach yish kamin. I'm talking about after yish. Visayla yish kaina. Sheni amayin misham el karen. Why is only pay karen? Elav shemamin. Oh yish loikani. You see from here that yish is not kaina. So it's a kasha. Both the reisha and the mitziyasa both are being. We said it has to be after yish because before yish there wouldn't be a mechira. And we're saying, in the first case, we're saying, first of all, we only pay Karen. So you see, Yish is not koina by itself. And the second case, we're saying, the first guy pays Dalvei. You see, Yish is not koina. So Shmami, no, La Shmami, no, Yish like koina. If a cash on Rav, it's a cash on Rav. It's talking about, what? No, the whole Bryson was the same case. So since the second case has to be a good Mechira, so it says only after Yish, because it's a good Mechira, because you steal from the buyer, so the first case also after Yish. So we're assuming everything about Yish, and it says in the first case that the second guy pays Karen if it's after Yish, and Yish Koina, he should be chayiv kefil. Because we're all talking about the same case, after Yish. So therefore it's Kashla Rav. Omar Rava, Tizbrahim Teresti, you think this brisa is a makes sense the way it's written like this way? El Tani Seif, it says gone avatav. If you stole it, then you shecht. The Avach avagam. Someone else stole it from, stole a piece of meat. Rishon Misham Shum Avachmi. So Sheni Misham Karen Bavat. The Sheni only pays Karen. Umiik Amad Yama Shina Maisa Lekani. It says anywhere that Shina Maisa is not Kaina. Here you shecht it. Of course you Kaina. So why when a ganav steals the meat is he not Chayav Kefil? For sure he's Kaina. So it's a shver brisa as it is. Ela Olam, you have to say Kula Lefnei Yish. The whole brisa is before Yish. Before Yish. And that's why, and we're going with the Rav Yish is kind of by itself. And but it's a 4 years here. That's why the first case in the Mishnah, you don't pay, the Ganav, second Ganav is not paid kefil. Why? Because 4 years. It was never owned by the first Ganav. And I, we have a Kasha of Shina Maisa, and we also have a Kasha that if it's before Yish, why are you chayav kefil when you steal it from the buyer? Says ve'epach sefer l'metziyasa. We're going to switch it around. The metziyasa l'sefer. We'll switch around the halachas of the sefer to the metziyah, the metziyah to the sefer. Ve'emahachi. This is how you read the brisa. Gonav u'machar. If you stole it and you sold it, remember it's a 4 years. Uvacha ve'gonvay. Harishim sham shum v'avu chamishay pei tavehei. Va'asheni im sham karen bavad. Why? I don't say bavad. Va'asheni im karen sham karen. Why only karen? Because the mechira wasn't just a shina reshus for 8 years. Not work. It's 4 years. The Shina was just blow years like Kani. But Gona v'tavach, where it's a Shina Maisa, v'ach ha'v'gon v'arishim v'sham t'shlumi ha'bav v'chamisha. The first guy pays da'avahe, v'ashenim v'sham t'shlumi kefal, the kanya v'shina Maisa. The second, the Gona who steals the meat will be chayiv kefal, of course, v'shina Maisa.
Who's he paying the Karen to?
We always pay to the Ganav. To the Ganav, you pay the Karen to. Right, yeah. But the Ganav then pays Kefil to the first guy, but yeah, you pay the Karen to him, and then he pays, or you can pay Karen to the owner, and he'll pay the Kefil, but you're not paying twice. The owner's not getting three portions, that's for sure. He's getting a Karen debt. But in any case, Rava answered that we're talking about taxes for years, because of after years, you'd be proud of my rap. After years, you'd be kind already. You wouldn't be Chayiv Dav, hey, you wouldn't, and the second guy would be Chayiv Kefil if you stole from him. So we're talking about 4 years. I had a question once, 4 years, why by Machar are you Chayiv Kefil if you steal from the buyer? Terence says, no, don't say that. It says in the Karen Bavad, the Kefil is going on the case of Tavach with Roshina Maisa. So that's the first Mahalach at the answer to the Braisa. The Gemara doesn't have another Mahalach. Papa Amalel Mosepach. Don't switch it around. And let's first take, so what's found in the Sefer? Sefer says Shina Maisa. It says in the Sefer that a Shina Maisa is still not Koina. Because it says that the ganev who steals a piece of meat is chayiv keren. So Sefer Beishami, the Amri, Shinu M'kayim Ma'imet. Sefer Beishami holds that Shinu does not change anything, and even Shinu Ma'is is not koina. But Yochi, Kasha, Reisha, Metziah. So it's still Shver, the Reisha and the Metziah, Lerav. If we talk about after years, because we have to go after years, because why by Machar? Because it says in the middle case that Machar, the buyer owns it, has to come after years, so it's back Shver, the Reisha Metziah. First of all, the Reisha Shver, why isn't the Ganev who steals from the Ganev Chayiv Kefil? And the second case, the question is, why Chayiv Dalva Hey if it's after years? So Amar Avizvid, Lelem Kulaf Na Yish. Itaka, the Geneva, Beshashman's body, Ganev is all 4 years. Vachem Ayas Ginon, Shnis Yaishu Habaylim Belekech. When it's Yaishu Beganev, the Yish happened in the Lekech's hands, not in the Ganev's hands. Davla Yish. It's Yish, and Roshina was just before that. But Loit is now, so now it's very Geshmak. Think about it. In the Reisha, you only Chayiv Karen, why? Because it was before Yish. Ravot Yish Karen, it was 4 years. The second case says Umachar, and you steal it from the buyer. You Chayiv Kefil, you know why? Because the Bailim was Miyayish while it was by the Lekeach's hands. So then you have Yish, Roshina was just, that's what you have. Loit Tehima, Mishum Devina, Yish, Roshina was just. He says, don't say the reason is that Yish alone is never coming to Yish Shinoshos. So why do we say such a case? Why don't we just say the case was of Yish and you were coming it and the Chayiv Kefil? Why don't we say that case? Why don't we come on such a funny case where the first case will be 4 years, you know, the first case, ultimately 4 years by the Ganav, and then for the first case, you only pay Karen. And the second case, you pay Kefil, and you do also pay Dalav Hei. He says, you know why? Aloy Mishkachas, the Mishamit Tavau, Ganav Rishim, Ganav Shein Abahachi. The reason why he picks the case is like this. The only time it's possible for the first Ganav pay Dalav Hei, and the second Ganav pay Kefil, is only if the Yish happens after it's sold. Because according to Rav, if the Yish happens before it's sold, so you're not Chayiv Dalav Hei. Maybe Chayiv Kefil, the second guy, but not Chayiv Dalav Hei. So therefore, we want a case where the yish happened after he sold it. And then the whole brisa is very gishmak. If it's talking about 4 years, that's why the first case only pay keren. The second case, you pay kefa when you steal from the buyer because the yish happened afterwards. And the third case is going according to Beis Shammai, who says that shina maisa is not enough. So that's what comes out. So we answered this brisa according to Rav in two ways. Rav Papa didn't have to switch around sefer and the mitzia, but he had to zetzenke v'sham. He has to doichik about that. Rava's doichik is he had to switch around the halachas of the sefer and the mitzia. Zog Gemara Vayta, Itmar, hamoicher lefnei yish. Someone sells he steals a behemoth, let's say, and he sells it before yish, which means it's not really chal. So is a person chayiv dal v'hei or not? Rav Nachman amachayiv, Rav Sheshon amapotem. Rav Nachman amachayiv, that yichayiv, even though the mechira didn't go through, because oim b'charam rachmanav azov, and might say he sold it. It wasn't a good mechira, so what? He sold it, yichayiv dal v'hei. Lo yishnof v'yish, lo yishnof v'yish. Rav Sheshon amapotem, chiyuv alach yishu. Why? The hanu maisav, because it worked. Al fnei yish, lo hanu maisav, lo yichayiv. But if before yish, you sold it, it doesn't work, and therefore you're not chayiv. Dum yid tficha bein on the anamaisav. It's similar to tficha by shechting, where it works because the thing is dead now. Same thing, mechira has to work. Now, like Rashi points out, this comes out of three shittas over here. Really, Rav and Rav also like that. The yish is kaina. So if yish is kaina, it has to be that you sold it before yish. So they have to hold that it's possible to have a iser mechira even before yish. That's for sure because they hold yish is kaina, and the after yish you potter. Rav Nachman holds. It could be say before yish, say after yish. He says before yish, he holds like Rav that it's selling even if it didn't work, yichayev. After yish also, he holds yish not kaina. So then the mechira does work, he also chayev. That's the difference. Rav Nachman not mamash like Rav, because Rav Nachman doesn't hold yish kaina. He just holds that it's possible to have mechira even before yish. And Rav Sheshon holds that's be dafka after yish, because you have to have dafka mechira works. Those are the three shittas. Rav holds dafka before yish. Rav Sheshon holds dafka after yish. Rav Nachman holds bein before yish, bein after yish. You got clear three shittas? So that's the three shittas. There's Rav, there's Rav Nachman, and there's Rav Sheshon. Rav holds the mechira always has to be before yish, because after yish it's yours. Rav Sheshon holds it always has to be after yish. Why? Because it has to be the mechira's chal. Rav Nachman holds bein before yish, bein after yish it works. Those are the three different shittas. So how do I know my halacha that it has to work? The time to the brayso, I keep it. How do I know if I shecht it and sell it? I pay dalvehei versus starish bechet because you strengthened the chet. So shechita when it stands, strengthened the chet. Now you killed it, but by mechira, how does that strengthen the chet? Amos, even for years, meek and starish, it didn't strengthen it because it's not a good mechira. Elav lachi yeshu must be after years. Saraya, Rav Sheshon is saying from Rav Kiva's words, starish bechet. You see, klar that it had to be chal. Amarava, no, it's not shver. Praise Shana Bechet. It doesn't mean the star. It means Shana Bechet. You did two chatam. You stole it and you sold it. Even though it doesn't work, it still could be chay. That doesn't mean the star. It means it worked. Tashma, not a raya that Rav Sheshon brings to himself. It says, cannot be undone. So mechira also can't be undone. Amos, it's not a good mechira. It's 4 years. Ela lacha yish. Talking about after yish. No. So it's a riot of Sheshis that has to be, just like a tficha cannot be undone, mechira also can't be undone. It means it was chal. So it's a riot that mechira is only if it's after yish. So Gemara, no, I can answer that also. I'm going to say also that a vada of mechira, a full mechira, even if it didn't work, yichai, because it's called any chazaris. Chazaris means you made a mechira only for 30 days, like we had this tarot yesterday. That you are makneh for 30 days, and for 30 days, there it's like a mechiras, and therefore there you won't be chayiv as mechiras, because that's called chay zeres. So, like upon him, so the Rav Sheshon brought a raya, but we answer both rayas, and we have here machlekes from Nachman Rav Sheshon if the mechira has to be dafka, la'acha, yish, and we'll continue with more shittas in a second.